It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
Yeah, this is what you need on a Friday afternoon. Laughter at 45 After, supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Check out their Presence Day sale going on right now. Kathleen Madigan, one of the funniest, brightest women you'll ever see on stage. And she's the Comedy Magic Club this weekend.
I found the perfect vacation to go on if you are an overweight alcoholic and you want to feel better about yourself. Go on a cruise. I never wanted to go on a cruise, but Louis Black, a comedian, booked a comedy cruise. I got there. I'd never even seen a cruise ship up close. They hold 4,000 people. This thing is gigantic. My sister goes, what was it like? Maybe me and Matt will go. I go, here's what it was like, Kate. Picture if we were all in Las Vegas, standing in the Bellagio, and all of a sudden, it just sailed away. The whole building, and nobody panicked. They're like, bye, see ya. There are a lot of overeater, overdrinkers on these ships, which is why I felt so healthy. The people next to me were a nice couple from Wisconsin, and they had balloons all over their door, like hundreds of them. And I said, oh, is it somebody's birthday or anniversary? And the guy goes, no, we just get so hammered on this ship, and these rooms all look alike. We can never find our room, so we decorated it. Now, the good news for you, sweetheart, is if you can find the balloons, you got a 50-50 chance you found your room. Wow. Good for him. Yeah. Don't tell me alcoholics are lazy. He had to get tape. I mean, there was a lot going on that door. So there's a lot of activities on these ships. It's like on a Super Bowl lit up board, and you get all excited when you get on. You're like, oh, I'm going to go do that, that, that. Well, you realize by day two, if you're a sleeper inner or a drinker up later, you will be involved in none of these activities. These require you to be up at 6 a.m. with your fanny pack ready and to jump in a dinghy with Bob, your new friend from Buffalo. Well, my friend Shay did them all. Every day she'd check back in. You sure, Kathleen? Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. I am not getting up at 6 a.m. to go to Stingray Village. I'm not doing it. If someone puts a stingray in my bathtub, I will pet it, but I am not. I'm not going anywhere. Every day. Well, on Thursday, you sure, Kathleen? Me and Mike are going to zip line through the Mexican jungle. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm still a no, Shay. There's nothing I can think of that would make me projectile vomit more quickly than to be hot and hungover and shot through a Mexican jungle on a rubber band. I'm interested. If you're a late stayer upper, drinker, sleeper inner, your adventure will consist of getting off that ship at about noon into some sad little Mexican town where you're going to hear a guy in an alley go, psst. And you don't know why, but you're going to go over to that guy. Because you want to hear what he has to offer. And then he's going to show you a clipboard with pictures of pretty fish, and he's going to tell you he can take you snorkeling there for $20. And you're going to say $10, and he's going to say $15, and the next thing you know, you're going to be on some rickety-ass Partridge Family bus going to knows where. Because it was at that point Lewis got very angry with me, because we were the only two on the bus. He goes, this is stupid. This is the stupidest thing you've ever talked me into. We don't know who this man really is. We don't know where this bus is really going. I said, I know, Lou, and that's why this is a real adventure. We may never come back tonight, Lou.
Kathleen Madigan and the Laughter at 45 After, playing the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach tonight and again tomorrow. Say hello to her and tell her you heard it on the sound.